The Tarncast, Tarncast. 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 It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Hello, and welcome to the Tarncast. I am here with my co-host, Vita Anderson. My name is John Anderson. And we're here with our very, very special guest, special is in air quotes, Todd Robert Anderson. Welcome to the show.
That sounded weirdly passive-aggressive. but thank you for having me on your show. Even if this is like gotcha journalism or whatever is planned, it's PR, it's all good. It's all good stuff. So yeah, you go ahead and do your worst. So what's your deal? What is this show? I don't even know.
Sure, let me explain a little bit about who we are and what we're doing here. We are both very experienced and highly paid attorneys. At law.
Like for some kind of corporation?
We're not going to get into that, and frankly, we're not going to be the ones answering questions here.
Okay.
You can call us by our first names, but if you do, please always end it with Esquire.
So, John Esquire,
right,
and correct. Vita Esquire.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Like that guy in the Bill and Ted movies.
Right, correct. And let me just sort of set the scene a little bit further.
Great.
We're here in a courtroom with all of the accoutrement that go with that. And
gavels.
Yes. Gavels and benches and all sorts of things.
Notes. Books. Notes.
Law notes. There's a court reporter here.
A bailiff. Is there a bailiff?
There's a bailiff.
Definitely.
Played by Richard Mole, I hope.
Probably.
Is this a night court or a day court?
This is a day court. No, this is where...
This is serious.
This is serious stuff. Yeah, this isn't just about your bail.
I learned about sex from Night Court, the show.
You did?
Yeah, Dan Fielding taught me everything that I know about human sexuality.
Wow, that's a rough way to go.
Well, it's what I had access to at that time.
And... Let's see, what else? Today we are hearing the case.
Mm-hmm.
Very serious case. In re Todd Robert Anderson.
Mm, okay.
And we've already heard a fair bit of evidence and testimony in this case. And the basic question is...
Are we going to put the facts on trial?
The facts are always on trial.
Okay.
The facts are always on trial.
Okay.
And yes, we are. The basic question is whether Todd Robert Anderson, that's you.
That would be,
whether you are a bad sibling.
A bad sibling?
Bad brother.
Oh.
Or not.
Or not.
Or a good brother.
So I'm on trial. The charges are what?
Being a bad sibling is the sole charge.
That's a
and
charge.
And the lead charge as
and
well.
And the lead charge, yeah.
Okay.
Very serious. And you have hired an attorney to represent you, as you're well aware.
Of course.
And you're paying for the privilege of Vita Anderson representing you.
And you've decided to testify today.
Okay.
Which I think makes a lot of sense, because you have a lot of important evidence to offer.
You sort of guided me in this direction.
Yes.
Leading up to this.
Yes.
As
well, but
my
you
lawyer.
Know all the evidence. You know it better than anyone because you lived it.
Yeah, I lived it.
All right. So should we get started?
So let's start with continue with the trial and start the examination of Todd Robert Anderson.
Fantastic. I feel a lot of pressure right now, but
you should.
Well, yeah. The jury is.
I'm more nervous than I thought it would be because we did a lot of prep work.
All right, Mr. Anderson,
mm-hmm.
I'd ask you to state and spell your name for the record.
Sure. As you said it, Mr. Anderson, or do you want the...
Your full name.
Full name is Todd Robert Anderson. First name. Do you, first name first?
Yeah.
T-O-D-D. It's two D's, everybody. Middle name is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. You can call me Bob. That's cool. And Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Not S-E-N or S-S-E-N or S-S-O-N. It's just a simple Anderson.
That's good. Good to clear that up. Yeah. Okay. Where were you born, Mr. Anderson?
Boston, Massachusetts.
And do you have any siblings?
I have, yeah, two.
How many siblings?
Two.
Two. And are you the oldest sibling? Where, explain the birth order for me.
I was born first, and then my sister, and then my brother. So I was the eldest of three.
Wow. That sounds like a big responsibility.
It is. It's a lot. It's a lot to be the eldest.
You have to do what kinds of things for your siblings as the oldest?
We have to do a lot. I mean, just being born the oldest means that your parents don't know what to do because they've never had a kid before. So I led them through that.
You guided your parents.
I guided my parents. I made them better parents, people who understood how to be parents through being the eldest child. Wow. I was essentially their teacher, their kung fu master, you know, of the kung fu of parenting.
And did they appreciate that?
I think they did. But I think it was hard for them to learn. And I think ultimately they wound up really, especially with the third kid, like really kind of let the reins go and just spoiled them because they were sick of the stringent rules and what you have to follow.
So well,
they
sort we'll of get to that third child.
Sort of spoiled them a bit. But, you know, that, I guess that's normal.
What people, would you say your relationship with those siblings was like once they did arrive?
Well, I mean, my relationship was great because they were in the relationship with me, you know.
They were lucky.
So, yeah. So, you know, my sister was born. She saw me, learned how to be a person just watching what I was doing because I was nailing it. You know, even at two, wow. Like it was clear. I was like, this life thing, killing it at every turn. And then when my brother was born, I mean, he essentially had no pressure, no stress in his life whatsoever because I had laid a path out for him. I mean, it's like both of them, like in school, they were so lucky because my reputation preceded them, you know, and I'm good looking, you know, and if
did that like, translate to your siblings?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're pretty good looking because they look enough like me. Mm-hmm. They're not quite the good looking that I am, but they're almost there. And I think that when you're the sibling, it's like the Baldwins, right? Oh. You know, people think they like a Stephen Baldwin or Daniel,
but really it's about Alec
or Billy, but it's all because they really love Alec. Right. And they're like, that guy's good looking, he's talented, he's funny, and this guy looks almost like him. So brothers like that, they don't have any trouble. Their privileges go well beyond anybody else's. So I think my siblings were lucky.
So they were lucky at school. I want to talk about some other ways that they were lucky.
Sure.
Did you ever spend time at a place called Beaver Lake?
Sure. Yeah.
Could you tell me about that and what kinds of things you did with your siblings there?
Oh, on Beaver Lake, well, we would do, there was a lot of swimming. I mean, it was a summer place. There was swimming and canoeing and sailboating,
and did
fishing.
Did you deign to do those types of activities with your siblings?
Sure, I did it. Yeah, we did all that stuff together.
Okay.
Rope swinging, you know, out onto the lake. And, who's at the door?
We may need to take a brief recess in the trial due to...
All right, come in here. Come in.
Interference.
Come in. What is? Who are these people?
Could you state your names?
Donaya Anderson. Kiva Conry.
Okay. How do you know this person right now?
Because he's an actor and he's very famous.
Because he's an actor. Is that the only way you know him?
I've seen him on TV. I know him. Because you, brother.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Someone's spilling the beans.
Wait, you're my brother and you're an attorney? I feel like maybe that's a conflict of interest.
No, oh,
no.
He's your brother.
Not in this courtroom.
Oh. This courtroom doesn't
special courtroom.
Seem on
the
We're
waiting for him.
Right. On the would you guys mind waiting just 1 minute while we conduct a legal proceeding?
No, my doggy has to sit.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, we're in a courtroom right now and they have to prosecute me. Is there any way that you can take these kids out of here?
Well, no, we're waiting.
Bailiff,
for
Bailiff
okay,
Colby.
Okay, wait on the porch.
Can we wait
that.
On the porch? She'll
this
be
is
don't push. Don't
this
don't
is
push.
Illegal. This
don't
is
push
illegal.
Kiva.
Get out. This is illegal. Everybody.
Yeah,
ow,
yeah, ow. This is illegal.
You ow,
can.
Why are you pushing me?
Illegal.
All right, out you go. Out. Out of the courtroom.
Let's go.
Thank you, Bailiff.
The courtroom.
Thank you.
All right, now we've restored order to the courtroom.
Yes,
it was
wow.
pandemonium
Talk about
in here
outburst.
For a little while.
All right, Mr. Anderson, I want to
yeah.
get you back on track. I want to talk about...
I don't feel like it's me who was off track at all. I think I was yeah. fully on track, and then the children invaded the courtroom.
They derailed these proceedings.
And none of those you. Were my children, except the one who helped herd them away. Mm. You know?
So, Beaver Lake, it sounds like you spent
I don't,
a lot of...
Just for the record, I object to that characterization. It's just occurred.
It sounds like you spent a lot of quality time with your siblings at Beaver Lake. I want
sure.
to talk to you, and that sounds like something would take place in the summer. Let's talk about winter.
Oh, winter time.
Did you do any winter activities with your siblings, like sledding, for example?
Yeah, we used to sled in the backyard quite a bit. We had these things called, what were they called? Like snow skis?
Snow racers.
Snow racers. They were called snow racers. And they were little sleds that had two skis and then a tiny ski up front that was attached to a driving wheel. So you could
wheel.
Drive them. And we'd hose down this track in the backyard to get it really icy so we'd go really fast.
Wow. And did you do that activity with your siblings?
Oh, yeah. We did it all the time. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had races. And at one time it got so slick when we got to the wooded area at the bottom of the yard, we'd severely hurt ourselves running into trees and whatnot.
And did you make sure that your siblings were safe?
Of course, yeah.
Because you were that kind of brother.
Yeah, I didn't want them to get hurt. No.
Wow.
No.
That's
yeah.
impressive.
Yeah, it was a big responsibility being an older brother.
And you were up for it.
I was 100% up for it. I think I did a great job.
I want to talk about your teenage years. Did there ever come a time when you earned a driver's license?
Sure.
And when you had that driver's license... Did you ever drive your siblings anyplace?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I had to take them to school sometimes. Sometimes over to their friends' houses and that kind of thing.
Wow. All right. I think we've made our case.
It wasn't that big a deal, the ride thing. Why is that coming up?
That seems like something a very good big brother would do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was a good big brother.
You didn't have to drive them to school, but you did.
I did.
All right, great. No further questions.
So we're done? Is that the show?
That's the end of the direct examination.
Oh.
But now you're going to have to answer some tougher questions. So you talked about when you were 2 years old.
Oh, my gosh. What's happening?
Hi, everybody.
We're in the middle of there's a trial
we're
happening.
We're going to take a brief recess
well,
from the trial.
Well, I'm so sorry. There are a lot of extra witnesses.
What do you need? What has to happen?
I need to administer tattoos.
Oh. The tattoos are over on that table over there.
Fantastic.
And maybe you can go into the cabin next door for the water or whatever you need.
I will.
Okay, great.
All right, have a good time. Don't take any. Okay, let's go, you guys.
Don't take any.
No.
What did he say?
So let's start again here.
I feel like we've started over so many times.
You testified on direct examination.
Uh-huh.
That at 2 years old, I think the phrase you used was that you were, quote, nailing it, taking care of your
good older brother,
sister.
Sure.
Is that right? That's your testimony?
Yeah. Nailed that. Taking care of her.
There was a time
uh-huh.
when you were approximately 2 years old and your sister was a baby where
mm-hmm.
when you covered her head with Vaseline.
Sure.
Correct. And that's when you're telling the ladies and gentlemen of the audience
uh-huh.
that you're nailing it, that yeah. included covering a baby's head with Vaseline.
It was super chafed.
Okay.
It was dry. It was just helping her out.
Did you speak to your parents about whether or not you should cover your sister's head with Vaseline before you did it?
Well, just to point this out, I was two, you know. But as a two-year-old, I felt like I was operating under an emergency situation and there wasn't time to confer with others. I had to make sure her head wasn't chafing anymore.
So as a
right away,
two-year-old who's nailing it.
I was worried her...
Without consulting your parents...
Your skin on your head chafes enough, you'll expose skull. You'll expose skull and then you'll get sick.
But that's the fact, right? You covered her head with Vaseline.
Yeah, because it was chafing.
Let's talk about... You also talked on direct examination about a place called Beaver Lake.
Yeah, right? Good place.
And you talked about... You said it was a good place and that...
Fantastic.
You and your siblings had a great time.
We rode our bikes. We swam. Bikes. We boated. Uh-huh.
And in fact, your younger sister and younger brother
mm-hmm.
would have wanted to spend every summer of their youth doing those fun activities at Beaver Lake.
Right? Uh-huh, yeah.
But you, because you were the older sibling, you grew tired of Beaver Lake at a certain point.
Okay, where is this going?
You got to be about, I don't know, maybe 10, 11, 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
You didn't want to be spending your summers at the lake. You wanted to be spending your summers with... other, I don't know what they were, preteens, I suppose.
Okay.
Teens, I think is
the... Tweeners. Tweeners. We didn't call them that back then, but I guess that's what it was.
That's what you wanted to be doing.
I don't remember any of this.
And you didn't want to go to Beaver Lake anymore.
But we kept going to Beaver Lake.
Well, at a certain point, your complaints about Beaver Lake grew so loud
uh-huh.
that your parents sold the house.
Not until I went off to college.
That's completely false, sir. I think if you search your memory, you'll recall that they sold it long before you went to college.
They sold it so I could go to college.
Okay. But they sold it long before you went to college.
Counsel, I think it's time to move on.
Very well. I'll call his parents later
okay.
to establish certain facts. You say they sold it so you could go to college, right?
Sure.
So they sold this place that was extremely important.
Well, you remember the last summer we were there, it was no picnic. I mean, I was attacked by a snake. There was a water rat situation. It was not a pleasant place to stay. Not a pleasant place to stay.
That sounds like a selective memory.
I have a very selective memory when it comes to the times I've been attacked by snakes. And that's the only time, and it happened at Beaver Lake. On the shores of Beaver Lake.
Were there snakes that attacked your sister or your brother?
No.
Okay, so they wanted to stay and you wanted to go.
It was only a matter of time.
So
I was helping them out.
At 12 years old, you never wanted to go back to Beaver Lake again, and that's why the parents...
Your chronology is... poor at best, but I'm sorry for you, but I helped you out. Snakes, water rats, the beavers were encroaching on the peninsula we lived on because the lake was getting overdeveloped. In the end, I probably saved the family a lot of money and heartache.
Have you looked recently at the listing for the same property when you say that you saved your family a lot of money?
Yeah.
I don't think you have. So you say that it was so you could go to college. So your parents sold this place that was very important to your younger brother and sister so that you could go to college. Is that right?
I had nothing to do with
that. That money was used so that you could go to college, correct?
I think so, yeah.
And your current profession is that of an actor.
Uh-huh.
A quote-unquote professional actor.
Right.
And there are a number of highly successful actors who didn't go to college. Is that right?
Sure.
And what you studied in college was you studied theater, you studied acting in college.
Yeah.
For 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And there are a number of highly successful, highly paid professional actors who didn't take any lessons in acting at all before they became highly successful.
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay. So the bottom line is that very valuable, and when I say valuable, valuable in a sentimental way, property to your younger brother and sister was sold for something that was really utterly pointless and useless. Is that correct?
I don't agree. I don't agree.
I mean your college education.
I can only assume at this point that you went to law school, but I've seen plenty of movies where lawyers didn't go to law school and they had a fine time in the courtroom. So I think you could say that about any profession. Any profession.
I think you're talking about My Cousin Vinny and nothing else.
No, I'm also talking about From the Hip.
Haven't seen that.
With Judd Nelson. Well, that's not on me. That's you not doing your due diligence.
I haven't done my research.
As
that's always bad.
A lawyer. Yeah. You should have known that right away.
All right. Well, I don't know about that one.
But obviously you don't because you didn't do your research. It's a simple matter of education.
My Cousin Vinny is an excellent movie.
It's very funny. Yeah. It's very funny.
Okay, let's move on since I've taken it on the chin with Beaver Lake. Let's talk about some of the other ways in which you were really a horrendous older brother.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus. You are such a victim.
When you talked about these games that you'd play, these fun things that you would do with your younger brother and sister.
They had a great
time. A lot of kids play a game called tag, right?
I remember that. Yeah, that's a good game.
And in tag, there's an it who chases all the other people. But if they tag somebody else, and that person becomes it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the idea is to not be it.
Right.
And if you're it, then you kind of suck while you're it.
Right. And then you're desperate to tag somebody else.
Yeah, so you don't have to be it anymore. It's terrifying.
Right.
It's a high-pressure game.
And
it's a pot boiler.
You took advantage of the fact that you were the oldest.
I don't know about taking – I don't like the phrasing. Like out of the gate, your phrasing is – where are you on this? That was an objection. That should have been an objection.
I missed the question. Objection.
He's leading the witness.
Very well.
He's doing something.
Let's just get down to the facts.
Let's get down to the facts, sir.
I'm asking the questions and you're answering.
Oh, my gosh.
Badgering. Objection, badgering.
Thank you. Judge, he nods.
That is the problem.
We needed
a judge. Yeah. Should have brought mom and dad in here. She could have been co-judges. So when you were playing tag with your younger brother and sister,
sure,
you changed the rules of the game and gave it a new name. The name you gave it was Gray Monster.
That's a good name. And it's you're not sure what it is. It's kind of scary sounding, but you want to get into it. What's Gray Monster
and
about?
And the way that Gray Monster worked
solid older brother
was that
stuff.
You made me, the youngest sibling.
Okay.
You made me
objection,
the Gray Monster. You made me the Gray Monster, correct?
And
it was essentially tag, but where the person who was the quote-unquote Gray Monster could never stop being it.
Yeah.
I was
hard. It was a hard game. And but that's a good you, that's a good life lesson
the
for
way
a younger
you
brother.
Sold that the way you yeah. convinced me that that was the right way was that I was the only one who could be Gray Monster because my eyes turned to an unusual color when we were playing the game.
Yeah, it was cool. Great life lesson for you though, because sometimes you're it no matter what. You know what I mean? You have to be it, even when you don't want to be it, even when it's not fair for you to be it, even when you shouldn't be it under any circumstances, sometimes you still wind up being it.
And you,
that's a good life lesson.
Do you think you've done well in life?
Great.
And you've done Killing great it. In life without anybody teaching you the Gray Monster lesson. You were never Gray Monster.
Well, some people don't need to get taught every single
Objection
lesson.
Objection to the facts being on trial.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about some of the more basic aspects of human life.
Okay.
One thing that all human beings, even really all mammals,
uh-huh.
need to do is they
sure.
need to breathe air into their lungs, and then they need to exhale. Like that is a basic.
Yeah, you're pulling the oxygen out of the air, and you're putting the carbon dioxide, which is good for the trees. It's a good thing to breathe,
and you need to
win-win.
You have to breathe to live.
Sure.
Okay. You, when you were younger, until you complained so much about it that your father built a room for you. Until you had complained so much that your father built a room for you, you shared a room with me, your younger brother.
Yeah.
And we had bunk beds.
Yeah.
And I slept on whatever bunk you didn't want, basically. I slept on the bottom bunk or the top bunk, depending on what your preferences were. Correct?
Yeah.
And during that time when we shared a bedroom, one of the things that you complained about was the fact that I was breathing.
Well, that's making a very black and white statement out of something that's got a lot of gray area.
Well, if you will.
I apologize, Mr. Gray Monster.
If you have an explanation, then your lawyer will redirect.
I wasn't complaining.
Did you complain about the fact that I was breathing?
Loudly. That's what you're leaving out of your sentence. You were breathing very loudly, and you had a weird hitch when you would. It was a abhorrent nightmare. If you're trying to sleep, if you're
Let
trying
me
to
stop
get sleep
for a second and ask someone who might be familiar with whether or not I breathe loud and have a hitch, just to step out of her role as your attorney. And comment on the fact of whether that's at all truthful.
And for the record, I just want to point out that I'm your wife.
Correct.
So I've
There's
only known you
There's so
as an adult.
Many conflicts of interest in this whole thing.
And it's true that you don't have a hitch. I don't even really know what that means.
Yeah,
but you do if you drink too much snore.
Okay, but that's a different...
If the facts are on trial.
Whoa,
I never
whoa,
did that with...
But I can't
brother.
Be... I, you can't... Like, you were a different size. You were growing.
But that's
the hitch
point.
May have
I've only
had something
no
to do.
Hitch.
There
All
was
right,
a
that's fine.
There was a hitch.
Clearly,
and you bit your fucking spoon when you ate your cereal, and that's annoying.
you forgot to cross on that.
Nobody would argue with me on that. That's
Why
some
did
annoying.
Do that?
I don't know. He would bite his spoon. You could hear the teeth clanking against the metal of the spoon. And he would pull the cereal off the spoon with his teeth.
Oh,
well, oh God, it was horrible.
I think your sister is nodding yes.
Well, I thought you were going to be on my side.
Turns out, no.
This trial's going terrible.
Hey, well.
Okay. That's all right. I learned my lesson from Gray Monster. Just keep going, even if you lose all the time.
Good life lesson.
So,
see, you wouldn't even be doing this if it wasn't for me.
You mentioned
you're alive
something about
of me.
Being the best looking of your siblings, and that and
I you, object to that.
I think
so
you compared yourself to Alec Baldwin of the Baldwin brothers.
I wasn't comparing myself to a Baldwin.
But you suggested...
I was just using it as a metaphor.
You suggested that Alec Baldwin's sort of the best looking of the bunch, and...
I'm not saying I'm on the level way. Of Alec Baldwin. I'm just like, on my level, I'm the Alec
right.
Baldwin.
You drew an analogy. I know that you're not saying that you're Alec Baldwin, but you drew an analogy, correct?
Sure.
It's fair, though, to say that a better analogy would probably be... the Wilson brothers, right? And
from
you,
the Beach Boys?
No, I mean Owen and Luke, and I get them confused. One of them, I think, Luke is the sort of more classically good-looking one.
Well, his nose,
and then Owen is the one with a nose is the not so good.
Yeah, he's got a broken nose,
and he has a better acting career than Luke. He's in a lot more blockbusters than Luke Wilson.
Not anymore. Because he had problems and they got in the way of him professionally. And Luke has consistently worked and currently has a high-profile HBO show. Whereas Owen Wilson, not so much.
I think we're getting derailed here.
No, I'm just poking holes in his dumb comparison.
Well,
it just
anyway,
doesn't work.
I guess it doesn't work. But my point is that you're uglier than I am. Even though you have a more successful career as an actor.
Okay.
Your acting career.
Yeah, my acting career is kind of for shit.
I've always said that.
All right. I want to get down to whether or not our listeners can believe a word that you're saying. And I want to talk about...
This is just...
The lies
okay.
that you've told and you've sold and you've left uncorrected.
All right.
One of the things that you like to do with your younger siblings was tell them lies.
Okay.
Because that amused you.
All right.
Right. And one of the lies you told to your younger siblings...
These harmful lies?
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
One of the lies that you told to your younger brother was that you recall the popular music song 8675309.
Well, it's called Jenny.
Jenny
by Tommy Two Tone.
Don't use that number.
Yeah. 8675309. It's just called Jenny.
Right. Okay. But the chorus is 8675309.
Yeah, that's
and
in
that
parentheses.
Was a popular song.
That's like a lot of people think that the Pina Colada song. It's called the Pina Colada song, but it's not. It's called Escape. Same type of deal, but it got known as that. So now, parenthetically, you see the 8675309.
Okay, well, that song was popular when we were kids.
Yeah, people loved it. People loved songs about phone numbers back then, and calling people on the phone.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Telling people not to lose numbers, or
right,
you know,
right,
because that's how we communicated then,
right. Before social media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you told me when we were kids that that song had gotten to be so popular and so many people were calling the number 8675309, that phone number, that the woman who lived in the house and had the phone number 8675309 got so many phone calls that she went crazy and burned her house down. Are you laughing or are you crying?
It's so sad that her house... She was driven insane. I feel terrible for her. I feel terrible.
And
what a poor woman.
You never... Even now, right, you're maintaining that lie. You never came to me and said, John, remember that time I told you about the woman who went crazy and burned her house down? That was totally made up. You never told me that.
Well, there's certain things that you don't want the kids in your life to lose, you know, the wonder of Christmas. You know,
right.
I'm not spoiling that for kids.
And so when I went off to college.
This was your Christmas.
When I went off to college and started moving apartments and then realized that you can... You know, just change a phone number, you know, and then it dawns on me that I've spent my life up until that point believing a lie that my brother had told me when I was probably I don't know, 5 or 6 years old.
I think I just wanted you to go through what I went through with Catholicism, just in general. It's another life lesson.
All right, I have no further questions.
Todd, I'm going to ask you a couple of follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your fault that your brother didn't understand about area codes?
It's not. No. When it's not up to big brothers to teach kids about area codes and phone numbers, or zip codes, for that matter.
That kind of responsibility lies with his parents, right?
Yeah. Or just his school
system.
School system, yeah. Or just himself. Maybe he could educate himself.
It's true. It's true. Wouldn't hurt. Pull himself up by his bootstraps.
Yeah.
Gray Monster. Council talked a lot about Gray Monster.
Yeah.
Is it your fault that his eyes turn this magical color?
No. I mean, it's like casting in movies. I mean, yeah, maybe I play a bad guy a lot because I have red hair and people assume that redheaded dudes are evil. But you know what? It makes me money. It's just how it goes. You know, it's just you deal with it.
No Those biggie. Genetics aren't on you, right?
Yeah, not on me. I'm making the best of what's around.
And there's a lot of talk about breathing. Talk to me about your brother's breathing. Was it annoying?
Oh, super annoying.
And did you create that hitch in your brother's
No,
breathing?
I don't know what that was. I think it was like a post-nasal drip situation getting in the way of the breathing.
And were it's you like responsible for allergy medication or decongestants
no,
for your brother?
No, I wasn't. None of that was on me. None of that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your testimony today?
Not a lot. I just feel like... I feel like maybe there's a lot of hypersensitivity on the part of my brother.
Ooh, and there's an axe to grind.
Yeah. And maybe, I don't know, just kind of let it go, move on with your life.
Unresolved issues, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, but that I feel like this is all on him. I acted the way a big brother was supposed to.
All right. Well, Matt, I think that's a good place to end.
Well, that's going to conclude your testimony in In re Todd Robert Anderson. We'll follow up with additional evidence, clearly, that's necessary to set the record straight. But thank you for joining us, and we look forward to notifying you of the results and punishment associated with the
It sounds
findings.
Like out of the gate there was going to be a negative result for me that would result in me getting punished. The way you worded that just
well,
just
the
now.
Word that we try to use is equity, which is really just a fancy word for fairness. And that's what we're pursuing, and I think ultimately that's what that's going to lead to is, yes, punishment for you.
I would like to counter-sue. I would like to sue
It's not
you.
An option.
Why isn't it?
I don't have the answer to that, but
this courtroom is out of order.